closer if possible. Time, while the staffs worked out their detailed plans. Time, while roads were laid, mended, relaid, remended. Time, while new divisions, including the whole French army, poured into the salient. Time, while training received its finishing touches. As each day passed, the signs of coming battle multiplied. Veterans knew now how to interpret them. Death and pain were always present. Death and pain were always present. Death and pain were always present. Days of July were running out. A certain uneasiness made itself felt in the line and behind it. A staff officer wrote,
"My one fear is the weather. I do not think that we can hope for more than a fortnight's or at best 3 weeks of really fine weather."
Through the stinking, smoking ruins of Ypres and the shattered villages around it, the troops marched to their positions. Because soldiers liked to sing, and because they were still a long way from the end of hope, they marched in singing. But the songs were changing. The sardonic note was more emphatic now.